Hello and welcome to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah per day of Pirkei Avos with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. All previous seasons and episodes are at anchor.fm/RebT, anchor.fm/REBT. We are in 4:22, finishing up chapter 4 today. Once we finish season 3, once we finish all the Mishnayos in this season, we will take our hiatus and come back with another commentary, God willing, for season 4. Amir Tzashem Bli Neder. We're almost finished. We have a little bit to go, the two prakim to go. So we are in Dalet Chaf Bet. It's a long Mishnah, very important Mishnah. But let's see what we could get, maybe just some commentary, because it's a longer Mishnah. Hu haya omer. He used to say, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar used to say, Hayiladum lamus. Those who are young, those who are born, will die. The hamesim lechiyos. Those who are dead, those who are not alive, they will live again. The hachayim, and those who are alive, those who are living, lidon will be judged. Lida lehodiol hivada, to understand and to know and to comprehend Shehu El, that he is the God. Hu HaYotzer, he is the molder. Hu HaBore, he is the creator. Hu HaMaven, he is the understander. Hu HaDayan, he is the judge. Hu Aid, he is the witness. Hu Baldin, he is the litigant. Hu Asidladun, he is the one that will judge us in the future. Baruch Hu, blessed is he, She'en Lefanav Lo Alva. Velo shechacha, no iniquity, no forgetfulness. Velo masor panim, nor favoritism. Velo mikach shochad, nor favoritism, nor acceptance of bribes. Shakol shalom, for everything is his. Vida, and no shakol lefi hacheshbon, everything is according to the accounting. Ve'al yavtiacha yitzircha shahasha'ol beis manuslach. Do not let your evil inclination assure you that your grave is a refuge for you. Shal korcha chatan notzor, for against your will you were formed. Vel korcha chatan nolad, against your will you are born. Vel korcha chatachai, against your will you live. Vel korcha chatan meis, against your will you die. Vel korcha chatan asidli tindin v'cheshman, against your will you're destined to give judgment and accounting. Lifnei melech machayam lachem akadosh baruch hu, before the king who reigns over kings, the Holy One, blessed is he. Now this is the end of the Mishnah, so we usually say the very famous phrase, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzai Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. God wanted to confer merit upon Israel. Fikach Hirbalahem Torah Mitzos, therefore he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzos. Shenemar Adonai Ozeh Ma'itin Ayivarech Hasmova Shalom, as it says, Hashem gives the strength and has the strength for all eternity and wanted to give us all the good things. So here it is the way of saying that we have all these things that are really against our will. We want to know that we have to realize that everything is really under Hashem's control. It's not really under our control, but it's against our control. It's really only according to Hashem. Hashem is the one that's involved in everything. And Hashem is involved in everything, and He is the one that controls everything. That's really the main point of the Mishnah here. We should realize that everything is out of our control, that really everything is only in Hashem's control. And again, we wanted to say, Rabbi Chaim ben Kasha Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael Lefika Cherbalahem Tzor Mitzvot Shenemar Hashem Chavetz Manasuk Gdil Torah V'Yadir. You know, realizing that it's all up to Hashem. So let's look at a little bit versus what we could say in the Mishnah. We're not going to do everything. It's a very long Mishnah. We're concluding here in this chapter with observing that God's practice is that He is really in control of everything. It's the destiny of every person born that they will die and be resurrected in order to stand trial on the final day of judgment when their fate will be determined, because it's all up to Hashem. We should know that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens according to Hashem. We should know and correspond to different groups, that there's those who are born, there are those who are alive now, and there are those who will be resurrected. Each of these groups must know that God is the molder and the creator, and Hashem is strength and mighty, as in the nobleman of the land. We'll talk about a few things. He's the molder. The whole world is under God's control, and He molded everything. He made everything. He's the creator. He's the power, the only power that really created and made everything. In those 6 days of creation, whatever they mean, everything else is just mortal. All of the animals, all of the people, everything is from Hashem. He's the molder and he's the creator. He's the discerner. He's able to plumb the depths of the human psyche and discern the true motives of man. He's the judge. He knows the motives of people. He brings the judgment before him because he knows what people are doing. He's the witness. Man shouldn't think that since his actions weren't witnessed by anyone, Hashem doesn't know. Hashem, of course, knows. Hashem is always there. He's the litigant also. He can subpoena those who have wronged him. He'll summon them to court to be judged for their sins after many days, as Rav Yona explained. Don't think that the grave will be an escape for him, because even if man thinks he's sinning in private, really Hashem knows he's sinning against Hashem. Hashem will pass judgment after we pass away, before we come to the world to come. There's the idea of Gehenim, the idea of purgatory. We don't know what exactly that means, but it is that you will be judged and you're shown your life, and that for sure is embarrassing, especially all the sins we have done. Blessed is God. God is introduced as blessed, recognizing the kindness he does by delaying justice, providing an opportunity to improve his ways. We're given 120 years to hopefully do good. God is the epitome of justice and only gives good to us, even if it doesn't look so. He is definitely doing so, and he's giving us the time to make use, hopefully for the best. We also realize that a lot of these things mentioned are different things we see around Tanakh, but realizing that God is above bribery, he's above anything, there's no favoritism, everyone is equal before Hashem, no one has any power over another, everyone is equal, and everyone stands before Hashem after 120 years. Realizing that God also is the accounting. Man is for one that God takes every minute and minute action into account, as Rav Yona points out, and he passes judgment for good or for bad, because each and everything that a person does, every pruta, every coin they give, also will be accounted for. So make sure to use your money wisely. Don't let your evil inclination think that you'll be a refuge. Man shouldn't think that he's okay after 120 years, it'll come back, maybe. No, there is no escaping anything. Hashem will always account for all the things, so make sure to use your time and your money wisely. You were formed against your will. Man's entire existence, from conception to death, occurs against his better wishes. It's really only from Hashem. We also weren't chosen for when we couldn't choose when we were born. Whenever it's time for the person to come and leave the womb and come to the world, that's up to Hashem. It's not up to you. And there are times when man is in a suffering and he feels like he's having too much, but God doesn't allow him to take his own time. Hashem gives him the amount of time that he deserves no matter what, even if he thinks he doesn't want any more time. Hashem is in control of the time. And against your will you die. Most people don't willingly succumb to death. Still, when man's time has come, he's given no choice in the matter but ushered from the world immediately, seen by Ganavos. And against your will, you're destined to give judgment and accounting before God. And again, we see that before, that all the way at the end of life, whenever that means, there will definitely be the accounting from Hashem. So here we just finished the fourth chapter, the fourth paragraph, and we said the Rabbi Hanan ben Kashem. Join us next time as we begin the fifth chapter, almost finishing up season three in a couple more weeks, a few more months, and then we'll move over, God willing, after a hiatus in the summer to season four. So keep with us here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.